This is season 4, episode 4 with Manzi. How's it going, man?
Everything is good, brother. Hey. How you?
Pretty good, man. So for the listeners who do not know you, can you give some background information about yourself?
I go by the name of Manzi. It's my last name. I try to keep everything original. From Middletown, Connecticut, born in New Britain, raised in Middletown, and I've been rapping for about 8-9 years.
Damn.
Yeah, I started taking it seriously like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay, so that's when you started like making a SoundCloud, putting it out there.
Nah, that's when I started doing my freestyles, like my Manzi Mondays on Instagram. Yeah, because my bro told me I should start doing some shit like that to get like people to
just
notice.
Gain it. And have you done it every Monday?
I missed a couple Mondays, but it's overall, like I did it consistently for about 2-3 months, I guess. And then I started just
that right there is awesome.
Yeah, but after that, I just like, you know, because I write a lot, I write every day, so I just started dropping them.
So when you write, do you write to a beat or do you write like just in your head?
Nah, I always gotta have a beat. Like I can write in my head.
Yeah, and like, do it a cappella, but you'd rather just have something to base it off of.
Because it gives me like the concept of what I want to write about, you feel me? So yeah, I prefer to have a beat.
I like
it gives
that.
Me a rhythm, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, it gives you that bop. So when you're just going, you know what to do.
Because I like to switch the flow up, you know what I'm saying?
And if you're doing a cappella, you can do any flow. Yeah. And so it's like hard to know when it's the right time to switch it up.
Exactly.
But when you have a beat, it's like, all right, this is the time to do it. Let's see. So who are your earliest influences for your music?
I would say Jay-Z, man. I'm a big Hov fan.
Really?
Big Hov.
What was your favorite Hov like mixtape?
You couldn't
album.
I couldn't say that because I'm a big fan of all his work. I like the American Gangster album. I like the Black album. But just Hov in general, like his whole message. I like
demeanor.
Yeah, like he was given a real message, what he was really doing.
Real life.
You feel me? Like, I'm not saying that he was portraying selling drugs and making it sound good. I was just saying, like, he's just portraying his life and giving him. And that's why I fuck with him. People who, you know, keep it 100 in their music. And that's what I try to do. I don't really
It seems like your music comes from your heart.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's really you, and you're not talking about a random story. You're talking about what happened like yesterday, what happened a couple months ago, like really telling the story.
And that's why I feel people fuck with my music. Because if I'm with you in a car and I'm listening to a beat, I'll tell you to give me a concept, or I'll tell you to give me words, and I just throw it all into a whole freestyle. And that's how I did most of my freestyles, you feel me? Just
chill with your boys, try to figure something out.
Shout out my homie Lee, you know, she know what's up.
Hey.
Yeah. Shout out Lil Butter. Get ready.
So is there anybody else other than Jay-Z?
I also fuck with, I'm influenced by Drake, you know, he's tough.
Yeah.
You cannot not mention Drake, you know what I'm saying? But I like Future too. Like,
what years of Future were your favorite? I like the 2015 Future.
I don't know when Future first started, but the first song I heard of his, damn, I don't know, bro. I think it was the Karate Chop. You know how that goes? So
I don't think I heard it.
Anyway, you know, he's tough. I don't know, but I've been rocking with Future for a while. I feel like he's been consistently hot. And he also tells his story. You know what I'm saying? And his music, he could switch it up too, but you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Future is like, he transcended the genre because he went from like a group of like hip hop heads and he was like, all right, let's just bop to this. Let's just go.
He's wavy. He created his own sound, bro, his own style. I feel like Migos kind of stole that. What with the fuck?
Yeah.
Right. I thought y'all was just get my fault.
No worries. So when did you start making these freestyle videos? You said it was a couple months ago?
Nah, I started making them like a year to 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, you said you would do it for like a couple months at a time, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about, I was talking about my consistency with that. Like,
okay, I
was
consistent for about like every week. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was a day, like a week that I missed a Monday.
Which one was your favorite, you think?
It would have to be the most recent one I just did, the If I Ruled the World freestyle.
I don't know if I saw that one. Did you drop that today?
Nah, I dropped it Monday.
That's what I meant, like this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah, my fault. Yeah, I snapped on that.
All right, I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah,
my favorite, I don't even know. You have so many.
I know, I got about about 50 freestyles on my page, bro.
And I feel like that's perfect, especially for like Instagram marketing. Like Twitter, it's dope because you see it and you're just on the timeline. You go by it. But Instagram, you go to your page and it's your portfolio of like,
content.
This is if you want to know if I can rap, just look through this video, this video, this video, and I can show you that I can rap.
That's why I don't even use my Instagram to really post pictures like that. It's strictly business with me. Like, I'm trying to get signed. I'm trying to get on. Not necessarily get signed, but I'm just trying to get recognized.
You feel me?
If I can't, I'll be independent.
What is recognized to you?
That's a good question. Because I've been recognized. Like, people in the industry do know who I am. But recognized would be, like, on a bigger scale. Like, getting shouted out on somebody's Instagram or somebody reposting it.
Like a cosign to you?
Yeah, like a major cosign. Not just any cosign, like a real major cosign. You know what I'm saying? Because shout out to King Combs, Diddy's son, know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Because my bro out in Boston, Rick, he's plugged in. He's connected. Like, he knows who I am, but he didn't really give that cosign yet. You feel me? I need that.
You need that, like, real, like, that real love, basically.
I don't need it, bro, but it's going to boost, like, because I don't really have too many, like, people supporting. Like, people fuck with my music and my freestyles, but they don't really support. You feel me? Like, just because you listen don't mean, like you could put somebody else on to it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's like, not like you're going to someone and being like, yo, check out this freestyle. My boy just freestyled this. Like, it's like, no one is as invested into your craft as you are.
That's a fact. Well, I got a couple people like in my close circle, my inner circle.
But that's the people that you put on your team. And that's what's important. No, that's these fact. Guys had the same vision with the breakthrough as I did. So that's why they're here still today.
And it all all came together. So that's really what I'm pushing for too.
Yeah, man.
Trying to build with my team.
Just build together.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man.
Like I was saying, when I first got here, it's dope. Like the whole setup.
Thank you, man. This is our first time with this setup, actually.
Shit is tough, man.
Like, this is episode 4 of the podcast, but we've had 4 seasons, like 3 seasons leading up of just the video content, and now we're doing video and podcast. So, like, it's like a new page, a new chapter. This is a podcast, and then we got the camera, too. So, this that'll go up on YouTube, and this will go up on Anchor.
All right, we lit.
So, yeah. So, do you like making remixes more than originals?
Honestly, nah. I like doing remixes because it gives people something just
that they know.
Yeah, and just to hold them over. But, like, I don't really have a wide selection of beats, original beats. So, that's why I really mess with the freestyles.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. I feel like that's the biggest problem with, like, artists out of here is, like, you don't have a solidified producer that can give you exclusives. Yeah. Like, you can lease stuff, but like to get the exclusive rights to all your beats is very hard nowadays.
Yeah. Bro, like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I do got a couple people, but just the timing with everything, you know, doesn't always line up. Shout out Tyler, Label 35. You feel me? She's a great producer. She sings. You feel me? She's on a couple.
Yeah.
It's me and her on an EP, basically, that I'm waiting to drop.
So let's talk about this EP.
She's tough. Okay.
What can we know about it? I don't want to ask too much. I don't want to reveal anything that can't be revealed.
Bro, you could just know that I got some heat on the way. Like, I got 3 different types of tracks, 3 different types of lanes that we took on this one EP. Like,
yep.
I can give you the Little Pump hyped up type of, but still make it mine. You feel me? I did that. We did like something where me and her were going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I would say a line, she would say a line, some Jada Kiss and Styles P type flow. And then I could just give you me, you know what I'm saying? Like how I give you bars or whatever.
Exactly,
like,
what you've had already.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you can expect.
Sorry about that.
Chop line booming. It's all good.
Yeah, facts. So can you go through the process of before you going into the studio? What do you do? And like, do you have any like, I don't know, traditions?
Before I actually go to the studio, bro, I make sure everything is good. Everything has to be written already. I have to have the beat. I don't go in there just to create. You feel me?
Yeah.
I record in the studio. I don't chill in the studio.
So you write outside. Then when you're ready and you know it's time, you go and you record the final product.
Yeah, like because I spend a lot of time in my car doing my freestyles and writing. Yeah. You feel me? So I just have it all. I could do three. I got two more beats I just got today, so I'll probably do those tonight and just have them ready to record whenever and not two out as soon as I go into the studio.
That's smart, because it's like you have the content prepared no matter what.
That's a fact, because a lot of people pay for studio time, you feel me? And if you in there trying to create and wasting time, you wasting your money. You got to go in there ready.
Big
you
got
to be prepared, bro. If you always prepare, you don't got to get prepared. That's how I move.
That's smart, man. So, who does your cover art?
My cover art, well, it's been Tyler of Label 35. She's nice, bro. She did a couple of my graphics, and I also did the rest because I use Photoshop on my phone. I shot a video on my phone.
Really?
Yeah. I try to cut all costs, bro. Like, because stuff can be expensive, and I'm creative. You feel me? I took video classes. I took photography classes, so I know how to mix stuff up.
I feel like it's very awesome to be a do-it-yourself type of person.
Yes. Yes. Because at the end of the day, like, I can say I did this. Like, I didn't have to reach out for help. And that's the type of person that I mainly am. And that's, it kind of sets me back at the end of the day because I'm not reaching out to my full potential.
Now.
Nah, I'm not saying now. It kind of held me back. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a buzz now, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, my buzz has been getting better lately.
But the future, yo, like, that's what's even better. Like,
what, like, reaching out?
No, I'm just saying, like, the future is, like, the fact that you're growing, like, it's just going to get even better and better. Like, in the past, if it held you back, so what? Like, now it's time to fucking just, like, not even care. Just go. Keep moving.
And that's the energy I got, bro. That's the type of mindset I'm on, because I've been getting, like, I don't know, bro. My videos have been getting more views lately. You feel me? Like, people have been telling me that they rock with my movement, rock with me. So it's like, I don't know. I'm doing something right.
Exactly. And if you keep doing it and you're like, if you just do it every week and then people are going to see that, even if you like don't do it 1 week, people are going to still like go back and see your catalog.
Content, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't have to do it every week, but I love making music so much. I can give you a freestyle.
Bro, that's one of those things could like go on a rap page. Like one from like 8 months ago could be found on a rap page today just because they were searching. And like, that's the cool thing about social media is that even if something is archived, it's still going to be found.
For real, bro. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on somebody to pop up on one of my videos, Busta Rhymes. I did a lot of Busta Rhymes beat. I did a lot of Migos beats. Like people I really fuck with and would like to work with. So I'm tagging those individuals in these freestyles, trying to get them to work with me. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody does, it'll be dope. If not, when I get on, you feel me? I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm applying that pressure. I still need that feature. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's so, persistence is key. That's smart, man.
Yeah, man.
So when did you start working with QB and Tyler?
First off, QB, that's my bro. I grew up with the dude. So like, we always like used to like freestyle and whatnot back in the day. And Tyler, she's older. She played ball with my sister in high school. So I knew her from back in the day. But I just started recently working with her last year or the year before that. I'm not really too positive on the date, but yeah, man, they're good people.
That's cool.
Family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I can see the connection. I can see just the, like, almost the chemistry, like as if you're on a ball team together. Like you honestly know like how to fit each other's pockets in the song.
That's how we gotta be, bro. That's how I make the best music. If I vibe with the person, like,
yeah,
we gotta be on the same type of energy, same type of time.
There's no point in just like doing it with someone that you don't know, you're never gonna meet, you're never gonna really like vibe with. Like, why do it with someone if like there's no connection, there's no vibe?
Well, there's a good reason for that. Like, you can always use that opportunity to gain another fan base. You know what I'm saying?
I do agree. I didn't think about that, yeah, but that's smart.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to working with other people, but if it's not genuine and the chemistry isn't there, I'm not really, you know, leaning towards it, looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's a couple people out there that I plan on working with, though.
I'm excited. Yeah. Hey, all I can say is that it looks like you're manifesting it to your best ability, and that's all you need to do.
I am.
Because, like, manifestation works with just, like, doing it persistently every day, and then, bang, it will happen one day, no matter what.
Bro, when it happens, I'm taking off. I promise you I'm taking off, yo, and I'm never looking back. I'm coming back to my community, and I plan on, like, doing things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get back to the YMCA because I grew up playing ball there. It was trash. Mm-hmm. I want to rebuild stuff, like, get back to my community. So once I know I'm set and my family's set, I'm going back home.
That's so cool.
Staying true to my roots, bro.
I love how, like, I've talked to a couple people recently who have said the same thing. They're just like, this is all for, like, giving back. And, like, that's what's cool about our generation. We're really moving in that positive direction as soon as we all get on.
Gotcha.
Like, we're just going to help.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm not going to do it exactly when I get on. Like, I have to make sure I'm secure financially. Yeah. My family has to be financially set. Yeah, I was just about to
say, your family.
From the outside, it may look like I'm not coming back, but you know what I'm saying? I promise I will for my people, for my town, the place that made me, where I started making my music.
What inspired you to create your craft that you work on today?
To start rapping?
Yeah.
My older cousin was a rapper. Well, is a rapper. And he's, you know, he was always better than a lot of the people I listened to that were rappers, mm-hmm. like from around the town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it gave me inspiration to start writing. And then I just realized I was better than a lot of other people. So
yeah, you realize that this is actually easy for you. Like you're going, like you're like, wait a minute. I thought this was hard. Then you started doing it more and more and you're getting better and better. And I remember when we were freestyling way back, I was just like, wow, you really were getting like the one liners.
Yeah.
That like, and you were saying it clear. You weren't like stuttering. You got them down, man.
Bro, I can't stand that mumble rap shit. One thing I will not do is mumble rap. Like even on the EP, that little pump type track
you're
I got.
You're still spitting.
Yeah, I'm spitting.
That's kind of like a Joyner thing where it's like
Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, where it's like pounding on it, but like you're like, yo, that Lucky You track.
Yo, he's tough, bro. Him and M, tough, man. Like Eminem was a big inspiration for me too, because my uncle listens to M. You know what I'm saying? So I always will just hear a couple tracks. You know what I'm saying? M is tough.
What's your opinion on this whole beef situation?
With him and MGK?
Yeah.
It's good for the culture. MGK is tough. M is tough. Rap Devil was a great diss record, and Killshot was even better.
Yeah, that's
my opinion.
I agree. Like, it was just both good on both sides. I hope nothing actually physical happens. Like, I hope
no one gets... Something physical already happened.
Really?
Yeah, you ain't see that dude that ran down? Well, he ran down on him.
Well, is that the, wasn't someone that, like an actor, and he like told MGK he sucked, and then MGK's goons like went after him.
You feel me? Just little stuff like that. That's unnecessary. He has no part in that. You know what I'm saying? Just let the music be music. Even though they're beefing, he's not part of that. Who is that dude? So
think about like the Drake and Meek thing after all the beefing and everybody like on Twitter, and then they go out on stage and then they perform together.
Oh, it's tough. I wish I could have been there. Yo, that was a monumental moment.
And they surprised everybody, right?
Yeah.
And that was in Philly, right?
Dude, when I seen the video, I was hyped. I'm looking on my phone like, oh,
yeah,
let's get it. Like,
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, I was expecting it to be from like 2014 or, you know, like the old thing. And I was like, but Drake didn't look that big back then.
Nah, bro, it's current, man. It's real. And it's good, bro. That's great for the culture, too, because they made some great songs back in the day. They're both iconic in the culture. You feel me? They're influential.
They never performed
artists.
Rico together. Think about that.
I didn't even realize that, bro. Did they make a video for that?
No. Yeah, because the whole thing was that it started with Drake not tweeting out Meek's album, and then Meek being like, yo, that's why you had a ghostwriter, because Meek was saying, like, these are all allegations, but Meek was supposedly saying that everybody said Drake's verse was better, but Drake had someone else write it, even though Meek wrote his. And, like,
it was just nonsense.
I went into it thinking Meek was going to murder him. And then Drake released the two songs, and then Meek hit with the diss track. And I was just like,
Meek was a battle rapper too. So I thought he was going to go harder.
Yeah. But hey, I agree. As long as there's no like actual, like there was that one physical thing, but like if it's just sticking to rap, it's good for the culture. But if their stuff, like people getting shot up, like the last stuff. I don't want to see that. I just want to see like the competitive edge that built this fucking culture.
Yeah, bro, that's not the type of image that I want to promote neither. I don't really mess with it, that whole violence shit. Like, I came from it. Like, my people do it. My people come from it. Like, it's been around me, but I'm just talking about what I seen or what I see. You know what I'm saying? I'm not glorifying it. So if I talk about a gun or guns, it's true, but I'm not saying, yo,
go get a gun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, yeah, this is lit. We doing this on the daily. Like, yo, it came to this and we had to do what we had to do, or this is how we have to carry ourselves in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't promote people just being violent for no apparent reason. That's not cool. That's not the way. We all need to get along. It's just smoke weed.
Yeah. Hey, that's a big thing. People don't realize, but our generation comes together and just like, hey, you want to roll up? You want to roll up? And that's how like a lot of people
become friends. Or just sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we all converse, it's a lot of innovative people, you know, in the world. And you can see all over the social media, people come up with stuff every day. If we all just work together, bro.
I really wonder what it's going to be like when we're the adults. I was talking about that on another podcast, but like,
bro, I'm basically there, bro. I'm 24. So
yeah, that is an adult. That's a full grown adult.
Yeah, but I'm still in school. So I still got that part of it, but
The school part, even though like when you're an adult in college, you still feel like a kid because you're in school.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I'm enjoying like having that. Because once school is over, I'm in a free world, bro. I want to be on by the time I graduate, you know what I'm saying? I want to have some good recognition before I graduate, because I'm not trying to just sit there and work a 9-to-5, bro. That's not my life. I'm not working for nobody. I'm a boss. I'm setting the rules. Like,
that's a good mindset, because people nowadays, they'll just be like drained zombies, you know, going to their job, sitting in their cubicle, not caring. Like,
bro, that's... I took classes on this. You know what media literacy is?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Like,
a lot of people are media illiterate. You know what I'm saying? They just get brainwashed by what they see on TV or what they hear in music. And they get...
They're in the matrix, basically.
Yeah, and they get stuck in the same routine. That's not the type of life I see for myself. Like, I heard that once you're 30, you feel me, it's harder for you to learn things and pick up on things.
Really?
That's what I heard a couple people tell me, but... You feel me? I'm 24, so I'm just trying to put my hands everywhere I can and make
pick
sure.
Pick up on what you need to pick up on.
Yeah, before, you know, I'm 30. Because by the time I'm 30, what am I doing? Still rapping if I didn't make it, bro. Like, I'm not trying to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I
feel like you're going to be you're going to go up to a radio station, spit a freestyle, like a five-finger of death, and everybody's going to be like, yo, who the fuck is this guy? And they're going to go and look, and then that's going to be your moment. Like, I would love to see you just like go up to someplace like Sway or 97.
I'm ready, bro. I've been waiting for that moment. So
yeah,
bro, I promise you, I'm ready.
You research a lot of them? Do you like watch all the like Five Fingers of Death and all that?
What do you mean, bro? I'm an artist.
Hey,
of course.
I'm glad.
I grew up watching that. Like,
yeah.
Battle rappers.
Who was your favorite back in the day?
My favorite battle rapper?
Yeah.
Shout out Tay Rock. I like Charlie Clips. And Arsenal the Rebel. You know what I'm saying? You know who those guys are?
I think I know. I've heard of Arsenal.
Yo, but you gotta look into Tay Rock. He's tough. Yeah, but like different aspects of music, you know, influenced me growing up. I would listen to like the old school stuff that my grandma would listen to. I can't name anything, but like just those type of vibes. You know what I'm saying? I would just take all of that. I could give you any type of
it's track. A melting pot of culture, just like brewing together, and you're just stirring it up, and you can pour out whatever you want, and it's a mix of whatever.
And whatever comes out is fire, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to write any trash verses. I promise you that.
It's premeditated before you go in the booth. Mm-hmm. I like that, man. So is there anybody else that you would like to work with out of the state?
Out of Connecticut,
but producers, videographers, artists, anyone?
Yeah, it's a couple of videographers. I can't name off the top of my head, but can I pull up my Instagram real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're as far as like producers, Chill Shump.
Oh, he's been killing it, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to work with him, and that's my cousin's cousin, supposedly. So I DM'd him. I'm waiting on a response.
He's a busy man. He was supposed to come on the show, like, I think back in May.
Oh, really?
And he's just been, you know, he's been grinding. So, you know, he's been working. So I ain't worried.
No, it's like that, bro. People are busy. Yeah. His life has made a drastic change lately. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He got a couple hits that he dropped.
So. Bro, he got a lot.
Yeah, I respect it. Shout out Juan A6O. He's a photographer. He's not really a videographer, but his man's is nice. He's a cinematographer, actually. My fault. And John Cohen, if that's his name. My fault if I butchered it. But yeah, I need to start dropping visuals.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Are you going to have any visuals dropping this year, or are you going to wait till 2019?
I'm going to drop the visual that I shot on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know, bro. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I want to drop visuals, but
EP.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop the EP at some point once me and Tyler actually.
You gonna drop any off the EP, like visuals?
Oh hell yeah!
Okay, perfect.
Definitely. But it's just gotta be, everything gotta be right, bro. Because my first video, I want it to be fire. I don't want it to be the, I don't know, a bad quality, but I want it to be 4K. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want it to be like. Real,
yeah,
you don't want it to be just like
storyline, all of that. But.
So, you're gonna have skits and everything?
I might, I'm an actor too, bro. I do acting. I was in a play in high school,
really?
Yep, I was a Black Robin Hood.
Talk about that, that's cool, yo,
bro. Senior year, I was in an acting class, you feel me?
Yeah,
and I'm a goofball, so you know, I'm in there doing my thing, but I guess I was good enough for the teacher to be like, yo, you should try out for the play,
yeah.
I'm like, whatever, bro. You feel me? I'm a senior. I'm just like, all right, try over the place. Dude, I get the lead role, Robin Hood. So I'm like, at first I was hyped. Like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, yo, I got to remember all these lines.
Oh, that was I couldn't do it.
Yo, I had to do 3 shows back to back to back. But after rehearsing, I was ready. Like, I was nervous up until the show. I swear to God, I couldn't remember anything.
Were you nervous, like, the day, like, the second show?
Yes. Every show, bro. The second show, I was a little more relaxed. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
How about the third show? Where were you? Were you, like, queasy? Were you,
like... Nah, like, the nerves calmed.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's a lot of people, bro. So
performing is crazy, man. It's, like... Hey. I think it's the heart. No one realizes it until they're out there, and then they're like, oh, shit.
Looking out into the crowd, bro, trying not to forget your lines.
I can't even imagine acting. I'm thinking about just, like, rapping one song 3 minutes. But, like, imagine if you're, like, sitting there play for hours.
It was dope. I would do it again, bro. I want to get on the big screen because I'm nice.
Acting is cool, man. And especially when you're an artist, if you can add that aspect to your career in 2 years, like... Just like role, and when you don't need to get other actors in the video, you can play the main character.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, it's gonna bring my videos to life.
Like, yeah, like I noticed that with Joyner. Joyner just looked like a character the first time I saw him, and then I was like, wait, that's the guy who's rapping. And
was it
like,
the John?
It's the I'm Sorry video.
Oh.
Because at first it was his boy who ended up hanging himself that. It was the one rapping, and then Joyner like pops up and runs in the room, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that guy's the rapper, because I had never seen who like what he looked like before, and I was like, this guy is like, he walked into the church after and started spinning the last verse, and I was like, wow, yeah. Like that's
his
powerful.
Visuals are different, bro. You see the one I am not a racist or whatever, that shit is so
yes,
yo. The one where he, what's the other one? John Cappuccini.
Ross Cappuccioni. Yeah.
Cappuccini.
We all butcher that.
Yeah, God bless the dad, but that was a dope song, bro.
Bro, that's crazy.
Dope song, dope visual.
And it's, I think the thing that tied it all together was the last verse. When you just hear it from the other perspective and you're like, holy shit, man.
Bro, I never heard somebody like rap on a song how he does. Like Eminem was tough, but his storytelling is different, you know what I'm saying? So
when I first heard him, I was like, yo, he's gonna go down in the books. Like I'm glad that he's starting to really get recognition. Like Lucky You is a big song in America right now, and
I don't see him flopping.
No, I don't think he can ever come out with a bad song ever.
And that's how I feel.
Always. Yeah, what was it? What was the song?
I thought you said one.
Yeah.
One song.
No, I said
I heard that too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, so let's talk about Butter Worldwide.
Oh yeah, shout out Lord Butter, my cousin Vernon, you know what I'm saying? My blood brother, hey. Actually. Hey, he had a vision, him and his homies from college, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Butter, you know what I'm saying? They all came together and started the Butter Boys. Mm-hmm. It's not my story to tell, but I just rep it, you know what I'm saying? But it's Butter Worldwide, bro. We just about positive vibes, positive energy. We just, I don't know, we trying to promote just straight positive.
You said Two Butter?
Two Butter, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's he's boys with my friend Depot, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like small because I've heard that name before. That's funny.
Yeah, man.
It's a small world. Himself. Yeah.
He got some dope music. I got a song with him. I got a couple tracks with him. Tough.
Those in the vault?
I can play them after, bro. All right, man. Nah, he dropped them, actually.
He did?
Yeah, he dropped them on his SoundCloud.
I got to check them out.
Yeah.
So how did you start modeling for Carmelo?
My bro in Boston, Rick. Mm-hmm. He's a model. He models for Audi, Puma, Converse, you know what I'm saying? Like big names.
That's crazy.
He's tough. Mm-hmm. He was modeling for Karmaloop at the time. So I was just in his ear every day. Bro, was good. Can I go to the office? Can I go to the office? The one time I went to the office, they did what they call a go-see or whatever. They just take pictures of you, you know what I'm saying? Okay, see if they could use you. So it was like 2 years and then they called me back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, are you still in Boston? Do you want to work? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty much it.
At that point, you're like, hell yeah.
It was dope, yo. I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. Being behind the camera, like being in the city, seeing all those types of people because like Harvard is around the area. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of college people, a lot of rich people. I like those vibes.
Yeah, city life is cool, man.
It's different, bro.
I want to experience it finally, like the big city, like the Big Apple, like Boston, something like that.
I want to live out there, bro. If I can move anywhere, it would be like down south or something. But like for right now, I wouldn't mind moving to Boston. You feel me? It's calm. It's a lot of people. It's the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't get it confused. Boston is the hood, but it's still good vibes out there as long as you just keep it to yourself. That's anywhere though.
I saw, like, I think it was in an MGK song. He was like, all you got to do is keep your head down to the ground and look down at your Tim's while you're walking on the pavement. Like, you don't got to, don't look to your left, don't look to your right. Just keep where you're going and look down.
Yeah, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to, you can't act timid, bro. Because if you act pussy, they're going to treat you like you pussy. They're going to see that.
Yeah, no, I don't mean like looking down like that. I just mean like, just like, you know, looking down at your path, like, you know. Tunnel vision almost.
Bro, I keep tunnel vision. But with my face, I always look angry. You feel me? So people don't necessarily say shit to me or approach me.
Yeah.
But it's been times, you feel me? People was looking like, damn, like, what you looking at? Yeah, this is my face, bro. It's not like I'm out here ice grilling, but.
Yeah, that's just what I
am. It keep me comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in the gym. I'll whoop somebody's ass if I have to. I ain't gonna hold you.
No one come for Manzi. But I'm not, beat your ass.
I'm not a violent person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You come for me, you're gonna have to get these hands.
It's defense mechanism.
And I'm gonna call my family and they're gonna put these hands on. You know what I'm saying? If it comes to that, like.
You don't wanna fuck with him.
Yeah, but it's all a piece of love, bro. I just smoke. I rap. I'm an artist. I'm not a gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No point.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is the big question I always ask artists.
What's good?
If you could do a dream collab with any artist and producer, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
It would be... It would have two features, bro. I would probably have Jay-Z and Future. I fuck with Drake, but I want Jay-Z and Future. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be my dream track.
Who would collab with them? I mean, who would produce with them?
I'm not really big on producers, but Kanye makes some tough beats.
Like a Kanye sample beat?
Maybe. Or maybe even like a Timberland type beat, because I like his types of beats.
He's been killing it since back in the day. People don't even realize how many tracks he's done.
He's tough. Him and Scott Storch, they're tough.
Yeah, Scott, he's been killing it.
Bro, I fuck with Davies too. Davies is heavy. Him and Don Q. I gotta shout them out.
They've been killing it.
They're tough. And G Herbo.
We're talking about him a little bit ago. Yo, he's nice. I fucked with him since Lil Herb.
Yeah, Lil Herb. You know what I'm saying? Nah, he's Herbo.
Yeah.
G Herbo.
But like he
Swervo.
Like his boys always called him Herbo, I'm pretty sure. But then his rap name with Lil Herb when he was coming up with what was his name? He's from Chicago. He's cool with the Juice WRLD right now.
You talking about Bibby?
Bibby, yeah, Lil Bibby. Yeah, so it's like Lil Herb and Lil Bibby.
That's his name though, Herbert.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like I heard that before in an interview. That's dope.
Lil Herb.
That's fire though. And then G Herbo is even more fire. Like,
nah, yeah, it's a tough name. I call my cousin G Verbo. He fuck with G Herbo. Shout out Lil Butter, aka G Verbo.
We're back for discography details. So the first song is Anything.
So what you want to know about that, bro? What you want to know about that track?
Anything about Anything.
That was the first track I ever did with my bro, Quentin. No, it wasn't the first track. It was the first one we ever recorded.
Yeah.
Because he would play the beat on his phone and I would record it off of mine. You know what I'm saying? So that was just a little... I think it was Ty Dolla $ign's song originally. You know, we just found it on YouTube, got busy on it, and people was fucking with it, so it was a vibe for the summer, I guess.
So was that the first one you ever put out on SoundCloud, or is that the first one that you have out there right now?
Nah, that was the, because I made a new SoundCloud, bro. I used to record everything off my laptop. I had like a mixtape on that piff.
Really?
Yeah, off my laptop, you know what I'm saying? But I made a new one. So that was the first one I dropped on that SoundCloud. Okay. Yeah, I'm smacked right now.
It's all good. How about The Good Life?
Good Life. That was my first, like, I guess, solo track that I dropped on my new SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a rush track. I got a mixed reaction from it. I didn't necessarily like it, but people told me they messed with it, so... That's what it is, living a good life.
Hmm. What about Run It Up?
Run It Up. I love that song, yo.
That was your first one with QB?
No, that was the second one.
Anything, oh, yeah, because Anything was the first one.
Yeah, bro, we had a bunch that we didn't get to drop. Run It Up was another one that we found on YouTube. Like, the majority of songs that I have are YouTube beats, except for a couple that say Label 35, like in the beginning.
Yep.
That's what made my beat, but my whole EP is just original beats. And I'm also gonna, I want to drop another EP with straight freestyles, because you know I do that on my Instagram. So, yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah. Just like, how many songs should we have on there?
Shit, bro. As much as I want. Like, I could do 20, but I would call it the A-list. Do you have Apple Music?
I think I can put, actually, we can pull it up right on here.
Well, yeah, on Apple Music, I believe if you go on like the Explore like column or whatever and look for music, they have this section called the A-list, and it's all the top
hip hop
shit, you feel me? So I would just take all the popping songs from off the moment, A-list. You know what I'm saying, off the A-list and call it the A-list. I don't know, something like that, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't necessarily take that whole concept, but, or I might, I don't know yet.
But that's the idea.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Smart. Speaking about Label 35, how about On the Lake?
Oh man, that was the first song that we ever did together, yo. And I was ecstatic. I thought I was about to be famous off of that, because her voice is amazing. It's different, yo. She's so tough. And when every song that me and her made was a hit to me, honestly, like I can play you every song and tell you where this inspiration came from. Like, it's tough, you feel me? Like our
fire.
We have chemistry, but like, yeah, On the Lake was tough. I like that song.
Like old Spurs chemistry, I feel.
Bro, like for real. Anything that she puts on, she could be like, yo, I got a song that I never finished from 3 years ago. She'll put it on, I'll write a verse in 15 minutes, bro. And then we'll do it again. And then we'll do it again.
That's sweet, bro.
It's like that, yo.
That's what you got to do. That you, like, you found your pocket. You gotta work with that.
And she has a studio, bro. She's tough. She just gotta like build.
Is that where you're coming from?
No, nah, I came from a different studio. Oh. Shadow B. Milton in Middletown.
Yeah. Word. I feel like I've heard that name too. All these names sound so familiar.
Yeah, he's from Middletown.
So what about Wild Thoughts freestyle?
That was a Instagram freestyle that I actually recorded. I was loving that one.
Oh yeah.
FEMA's was loving that one, so I decided to make it a track.
Was that right when it came out too?
Was it? Nah, it was a little bit after. I was a little bit slow to drop that one. Because I just write freestyles back to back to back, and I don't drop them all at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So I was holding on to that one for a little while. And I have a Nice For What that I didn't drop, bro. If I would drop my Nice For What, like around the time people was doing that,
like before Drake released his project, maybe right when he released it.
My Nice For What is tough, bro. I'm gonna drop it soon. I might drop it next week.
Murda Beats did that. Yeah.
He makes some nice beats.
I was about to say he's probably had the best 2018 for producers.
He's tough. He is tough. And whoever makes Kodak's beats, Kodak Black.
I don't know who does that.
Kodak got some bangers.
You hear that one with him and Travis Scott about a drop?
Nah.
It's like
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
If I could collab with Kodak, set that up. You know what I'm saying? What up, Kodak? I love Kodak is tough.
Yeah, man.
Rocking with him.
How about 94 Flow?
The inspiration for that. I got that beat from Tyler. And as I told you, my bro Rick knows King Combs, you know what I'm saying? Christian Combs, P. Diddy's son. So I was trying to basically recreate his dad's sound, him and his father's sound. So that was where I was coming from with that. Born in 94, you know what I'm saying? When the tracks start, you hear my jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s, everybody was iced up. You know what I'm saying? People still do it, but like, I love gold. You see me with my gorilla and like, I love gold, bro. So, yeah.
I fuck with that, man.
Oh, it's off?
No, it's on.
Oh.
And then for the last one is Diced Pineapples. This is the first butter mix, right?
That's the first butter mix. It's like a couple butter mixes, but I just called that one the butter mix. I'm going to start calling all of them like the butter mixes. I might just call my EP butter mix. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ideas.
Thank you.
I got
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah,
that was a moment right there.
Wait, what song was that?
That's Diced Pineapples.
Bro, that song was about a chick that still follow me on Instagram. I ain't gonna go too crazy with that one, but she might know who she is, though. Damn, she got away. She got away. But she's cool. She's cool peoples.
Made a song about
her. Made a whole song about her. She don't even know. She don't even know it's about her, bro. And I could tell her when I'm on. I'm not gonna tell her right now.
Yeah, but nah.
I'm gonna tell her when I'm on. Maybe take her from a man. You know what I'm saying, though?
You never know.
I gave my real emotion. So once she hear it and be like, oh, you talking about me?
Yeah.
I'm in there.
We're back for the outro. So what's next?
The EP. I plan on, after the EP, bro, I'm really about to start reaching out even more to like these main industry artists and see where I can get myself. I don't know. I'm trying to get my foot in the door, bro. Mm-hmm.
Start collabing.
Yeah, I'm trying to make some noise.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Smart. So where do you see yourself in 1 year?
In 1 year, I see myself, realistically, I see myself catching fire, like for real, actually making a name for myself. People actually starting to tune in.
Yeah.
You feel me? Getting songs on the radio and all of that.
How about 5 years?
Touring. You know what I'm saying?
Touring where?
Everywhere, bro. I want to go to Europe. I want to go everywhere. I want to go everywhere, bro. Mm-hmm. No specific place. Everywhere. Everybody has to meet Manzy and know Manzy.
If you have fans someplace, you're going to go meet them.
I will go to the slums, bro. I will go to the richest parts. I will go to the hottest parts. I will go to the coldest parts just to meet people who fuck with me and what I created. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and they felt the same emotion that you had when you were in that room recording.
If my music could do that for somebody, yes, you're my friend. You feel me? Not only my fan, you're my friend because you fuck with my vision.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So yeah,
that's so cool how people like are out there and that like they believe in the vision and they support someone from like the very beginning. They see them blow up like.
I got a couple people that have really been rocking with me since day one. And when I make it, I know they're going to be just as hype as me.
Yeah, because they're going to feel like, I knew about it first.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, so, yeah.
How about 10 years?
And I'm going to show them love, too. Like, I'm definitely going to show them love.
You said, yeah.
10 years, though?
Yeah, this is the one that some people have problems with.
If I've been doing music for a solid 8, 9 years, 10 years or whatever, I'm going to be acting. I'm going to have my foot in real estate. You know what I'm saying? I want to flip houses. I'm just going to invest all my money, you feel me, wisely and just capitalize on every opportunity I can. You feel me? I'm going to have multiple sources of income.
Smart, man.
Couple retirement houses, you know what I'm saying? Just to go travel to, I mean, vacation houses. You can call them retirement houses because niggas who got that type of money going to be, you feel me? I'm going to have different type of money, bro. Like, I want to go crazy with it.
Real money.
Yeah, and put my family in better positions. Like, shop just because and just give it away to my cousin or give away to the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to do some charitable shit, so.
Bro, that's so dope. So, for the last question, is there anyone else you'd like to shout out before we end today's interview?
My mother. You know what I'm saying? That's
Mama Dukes.
She raised me, bro, by herself. You know what I'm saying?
That's so.
Shout out my grandma. Shout out my aunt.
Family, man.
My cousins. Yeah, Bug, Dylan, Lil Butter. You know what I'm saying? I'm big on family. Shout out Rick. You know what I'm saying?
The Butter crew, everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Butter Worldwide.
I love it, bro. Well, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate you.
This is season 4, episode 4 with Manzi, and we are out.
I am smacked.